Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, in the meantime, don't worry, we'll get the video back up and running. Should be on Sunday, so don't worry. You only have to do audio only for a little bit while longer. I apologize if I sound like I'm really tired, because I am. I started roofing yesterday, and it's just been nonstop, a lot of work, but it's rewarding. And that's why I want to talk about pushing past mental discipline, because I'll tell you something right now. It's really easy to sit back in your bubble, very easy to sit back and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to take the easy route, or I'm going to take the path that I'm comfortable with, because to me, comfort is a poison that slowly takes you out. Because comfort, it doesn't motivate you. Comfort doesn't lead you to go anywhere. Comfort wants you to sit back, coast, put on cruise control, and just go down. To me, the safe, comfortable route would be to get a corporate job. A 9-to-5, or just a job that has stability. To me, I couldn't do it. God bless you if that's you and you love it. That's great. But I can't imagine doing a thing like that. To me, that's one of my worst nightmares, because it just seems like a way for me to wait to die, in plain English. A lot of people, they're not living. They're just waiting to die. Most of them are married men, by the way. Oh, yeah. They don't tell you that part, but that's an unfortunate truth. Well, my friends, I want to discuss mental discipline and how to develop it. And I'll tell you from personal experience how I've developed and how I continue to develop it. I'm not some monk who could, you know, have a stick broken on his neck. I'm not telling you I got that level of mental discipline. What I will tell you is this. Mental discipline is only created through vanquishing fear. You have to convert your fear into fuel to drive you forward. There's no other way around it. If you want to sit there and whine and complain and make excuses, you're welcome to do that. But if you complain, you're going to stay the same as you are right now. And when you let fear rule you, you can't be surprised when you get exploited and you get used and you don't live up to your true potential. You know, I'll tell you guys right now what's going on in my office. I'm new. I've been here for 2 days. And I've already scoped this place out pretty well to figure out who's doing what, and why. And I'll tell you, it's very easy for guys in this business to coast, play it easy. They don't want to knock doors. They don't want to put in the work. They don't want to do those things. Why? Because that you deal with rejection. And one of the beauties of this show and one of the beauties of this community that we're creating over here is I've faced adversity for over the past year and a quarter, creating this little niche for us, And I haven't done it alone. But I will tell you, early on, nobody wanted to listen to shit I had to say. Nobody cared about what I said. Nobody cared about what people commented. Nobody cared about any of that shit. Why? Because there was no reputation. There was no kind of voice about it. You know, I'll be honest, back in the day, funny story. I see Eric's going through, shout out to Eric. He's a great member of the community. I see him going through some of my shorts. Fantastic. I appreciate it. But those are like 6 months old. And I'll tell you, back in the day, not that I didn't know how to talk. I mean, talking isn't all that difficult per se, but I didn't know how to deliver a speech. I didn't know how to impact, how to share my feelings, emotions, and thoughts into very direct speech, very entertaining speech. And I'm not a master of it. Don't get it twisted. I don't pretend like I've reached the pinnacle and I can't get any better. There's no way that's true. But I will tell you, over time, I've gotten better at it. And the numbers reflect that. And your support also reflects that. You wouldn't listen to me if I was a boring piece of shit. You wouldn't listen to me if I didn't know what I was talking about. I wouldn't listen to me either. I wouldn't listen to some dude who didn't know what he was talking about. But you can tell that both myself and other guys on this channel, we know what we're talking. We like to have tough conversations and deal with very un-
unpleasant realities, not because we necessarily enjoy it, but because it must be done. Because everybody else is discussing fantasies, what should be, what ought to be, and what we're talking about is the stuff that you... It's like, it's more explicit than triple X pornography. Because you can't, you can find porn. You can't find the truth. You can't find raw reactions, raw reviews, and these raw conversations that we have almost every single day. It's hard to find out there. If I found it every day, then I wouldn't have to do this show. If I found it every day and I could listen to some dude talk about the realities of the world, I wouldn't need this show. But instead, I listen to a bunch of talking heads who don't know what the hell they're talking about. Or maybe they know a little bit, but then they have to water it down for views. They got to water it down for the corporate sponsorships. They got to water it all down. And I don't want to do that. I never want to do that. That's why I don't ever expect us to hit 100K. I don't ever expect us to hit 10K. Because at the end of the day, I don't care about that type of stuff. Would it be cool? Yeah, of course it'd be cool. But am I going to sit here and beg you guys to subscribe? Am I going to beg you to like the video? Am I going to beg you to do... No, hell no! I didn't do any of that shit. Why? Because if you relate, you're going to stay. If you hate it, you're going to leave. End of story. How you develop discipline is you don't fear failure. You don't sit there and worry about what could be, what ought to be, what you know, all these things that could go bad. And trust me, that's what my brain naturally defaults to as well. If that's what you do, I do the same thing. I'll be honest with you. Going up to knock on people's doors and tell them they got damage on their roof and I'm here to fix it, that's tough work, man. Why? Because I gotta go and talk to people that I don't know, to tell them about things that they don't really understand, and it's hard to fully explain because I'm still learning it myself. Guys, it's tough work, and it's very hard to help people when they don't want to be helped. And in the same way, you have to help yourself. I know that's like every girl on TikTok will put her chest up in the camera while talking about how you need to fall in love with yourself, man. Like, they'll talk about that type of vague crap that sounds insightful. I'm not trying to sound like some fake guru who sounds like he knows everything because he knows how to say something that sounds vaguely intelligent or vaguely deep. I don't want to do that. That's so stupid. That's not what I'm trying to do. You want to know how to develop mental discipline? Number one, ask yourself, what do you fear the most? Or what do you fear, period? I don't care if it's spiders. I don't care if it's public speaking. I don't care what it is. You got to do that. You got to do that, and you got to do it quickly. Because once you do it, you'll realize it's actually not that bad. Or maybe it's bad the first time, then you try it again, and then again, and before you know it, you're like, man, this ain't shit. I got this. This is easy. This is a slam dunk. That, you wouldn't have known unless you had tried it. If you had just sat back and been like, oh, but I don't know, but I'm... Then you would have never figured it out. So whatever it is you're afraid of, embrace that shit. Don't sit back and make excuses. Don't sit back and say, oh, but it's not important because... No, forget that type. Forget that garbage. No, embrace your fears and do something about it. You want the wealth, right? You want the money? You want the fine-ass chicks? You want the nice body in the gym? Well, man, that's going to take some fucking work. That's not going to just show up. That's not going to just happen. You have to do things that are hard. Because that's going to build confidence. I hate it when I listen to these teachers, these fake gurus on the internet, these teachers in high schools, middle schools, colleges, these parents. I hate it when they're like, oh, you need to have self-esteem. Well, what if you have no self to esteem? What if you have no idea who you are? What if you only know what you don't like? And you have no idea what you want to do, who you are? That's why I can't stand people who talk about self-esteem when they have no idea who they are, what they want. Nothing. Nothing. They have no idea what they want. So therefore, if you want to develop self-esteem, you have to find a sense of self. How do you do that? Well, it's pretty straightforward. You have to
decide who it is you want to become. When you're a kid, you watch movies about cowboys and Indians, and you're like, oh, I like the cowboys, so I'm going to dress up like a cowboy, and I'm going to have cap guns, and I'm going to have I'm going to have spurs on my boots, and I'm going to have a cowboy hat, and I'm going to have a sheriff badge. When you're a kid, that's how it works. But when you become an adult, guess what? A little more complicated, right? Wrong. It's not complicated. In fact, it's only as complicated as you make it. One of the quotes I heard once is when I was a little bit younger and when I was still in college, my early year of college, I heard a saying from a guy who was completely obsessed with Napoleon Hill, and he was a very successful radio personality, and his name is Earl Nightingale. He talked about the idea that it was no more difficult than learning how to drive an automobile than it was to find your dreams and accomplish them. To make all the money you wanted, it was no more difficult than learning how to drive an automobile. Now, you might laugh at that and scoff and say, Austin, that's stupid. How in the world could you say that? Well, I want you to pause for 2 seconds and I want you to ask yourself what we're talking about right now. We're talking about discipline, right? We're talking about how you can develop a sense of discipline in your life. We're talking about how you can decide for yourself who you are and resist, not subconsciously accept, not tolerate. We're talking about how you can refuse other people's limitations, how you can embrace your own free thinking. One of the hardest things to do in this life is to be a free thinker. It's not hard because you can't do it. It's hard because it's penalized everywhere that you go. That's why it's hard. It's hard because the average person out there is a product of what they consume. In the same way that your mother told you that you are what you eat, people are what they consume content-wise. They consume a lot of content about Democrat, Republican, then they're probably a Democrat or Republican. They consume a lot of content about being a boss babe and all this type of crap, and they're probably a feminist. You see how that works? You tend to become that which you surround yourself with. And the same thing could be said with your friends. If you'd shown me who your friends or your top five people you hang out with on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, I could probably tell you exactly who you are, what your thoughts are, who you're going to become. Why? Because we are a product of the people we hang around and the content that we consume, in the same way that our body will show what we consume from a food and drink standpoint. It's no different. So when it comes to discipline, you have to find a reason to be disciplined, whether it's for the gym, whether it's for the money, whether it's for the women. I don't care what it's for. That's for you to decide. And all three of those things are connected, by the way, in case you didn't know it. But everybody has to start somewhere. You can't just start in all three areas at once. I mean, you could try, but it's incredibly hard. It's all about finding what you want, what you're willing to sacrifice for what you want. Because if you try to sit here and tell me that you don't have to sacrifice to get what you want, you can leave the show right now because you are not ready. Free is one of the biggest lies going right now. One of the biggest scams ever created is the word free. There is no such thing as free. Even if it's so-called free healthcare from the government, free the housing, whatever, it's not free. It just means that you are not paying for it. Someone else paid for that. Nothing is free. Nobody works for free. They are hoping to get something. They are getting something. It is impossible to work on free. Free doesn't exist. Now, we like to hear it because it makes us feel good, like we gained something. But there was a very wise man named Robert Greene who wrote a book called The 40 Laws of Power. And in this book, he talks about how the different laws of the universe and how you can reach the heights of power through both manipulation, which is very Machiavellian, and through common sense. The 40th law of the 48 laws of power states the following: despise the free lunch. Why? Because it is either not worth having or it is more expensive on the back end. It is a trap or it is not worth having. And yet so many people, they jump on the word free. They want free this, free that. No. There is no such thing as free. In fact, free women, free fast tracks, whatever, are usually the most expensive things you will ever pay for. It's one of the reasons why I push surrogacy so much, is a lot of people think that it's too expensive and I'll just go, I'll get a wife or I'll get, a girlfriend or whatever. Let me tell you something. That's not free. That is not free. You think that because you're not shelling out Benjamins, which actually you are, you're just spending it on dates and not just giving it, you're using a middleman instead of the wholesaler, but we'll ignore that for 2 seconds because I'm not encouraging you to break the law in any way. What I'm telling you is just the unfortunate reality that I can tell at this point, you're shocked that you're hearing this right now. You thought you would turn the show off because you're bored or because you can't take it anymore, but you're still listening. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that my voice is comforting to you. Maybe it's the fact that you know it's true. You hate that it's true. But the more you listen, the more you take it in, you're like, oh, shit. Dude, this guy knows what's up. God damn. I don't like it, but he knows what he's talking about. Trust me, you think I enjoy a lot of the realities of the world? Absolutely not. But guess what? That doesn't make him any less real. That doesn't mean that my perception is inherently flawed. It just means that my perception might not match yours. But that doesn't mean that the reality doesn't exist just because we don't want it to or because we don't see it in exactly the same way. My friends, it's important for us to identify where in our lives we're not matching up to, whether it's our standards, which are most important, or that even those around us who we really respect, not just anybody, but those who we respect. This is how we will develop mental discipline. Through doing things that are hard, being persistent, shutting up and listening to people who are more knowledgeable than ourselves, and we must never waver on what we want. We must never stop shooting for a goal, or there is no reason to leave the starting line. That will change over time, but it is important to remind ourselves why we started down the path we are on, why we have chosen to make these sacrifices, because there will come a time, you mark my words, where you will be unsure as to whether you should keep going or you should abandon ship or you should trade in for something else. I want you to pause if that ever happens. I want you to pause and I want you to think back and I want you to say, why did I set out to do this? What is it that I stand to gain or to lose by doing this thing? And it is important for you to then make a rational choice so that then you can make the choice that will benefit you the most and benefit the overall long term, not just the short term, but the long term goals that you've set for yourself. My friends, we will continue to talk about this and many other topics as time goes on. But I would love to hear what you have to say about mental discipline. And if you disagree, I am very curious to see what you have to say, as maybe you thought of something that I did not, or you have a life experience that I myself have not experienced or don't have. And while I may be the guy with the microphone in a big mouth, I don't know everything. One of the keys to realizing and capitalizing on knowledge is to realize you don't know knowing what you don't know. Because if you don't know what you don't know, well, then you're in the dark. If you know what you don't know, you're in the dark with a light at the end of the tunnel that you're walking towards. My friends, take care of yourselves. Ask hard questions to find those hard answers if you can find them. Might take you years or hours. Depends. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. If you have any ideas for topics you want discussed, I will do them this weekend if you want. I'll do the shows for all of you this weekend on topics that you want, whether it's similar to this or something totally different. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace out.